go through some of the halachas. If a person has a esrog from Eretz Yisrael, so it's a Shemitah esrog this year. You have an esrog from Eretz Yisrael, so go through some of the halachas of an esrog. It's a Shemitah esrog. So there's three areas you have to be aware of. The first area you have to be aware of is how to purchase it. Second area you have to be aware of is what you're allowed to do with it. And the third halacha is what's known as beer, proceeding to remove it by a certain time. So in regards to the halachas of how to purchase it, there is, if you get an esrog, which is an archer bez and esrog, there's no problems with the purchase at all. You pay the cost of that archer bez, and it's mutter. The logic behind that, will not be enough time to get involved in that. But that's not a problem. If you buy an archer bez and esrog, it's not a problem. If you're buying an esrog, which is not an archer bez and esrog, so then the solution which they normally use is you cannot do business with payers or shmiyas. That's one issue. And the second issue is you cannot give the money that you pay for an esrog or anything of shmiyah, get kiddush or shmiyah on it. And the money has to be used the same way shmiyah produce is used. There's a halacha, you do not give that to a person which you say doesn't know the halacha. So we're careful how we buy that. So we have two questions. One is the business issue, and one is the question of giving the Meitaris Shvius to somebody who doesn't know the halacha. The solution for both of those, like many shitas, is what's known as havloah. If you do not pay for the esrog, you give the money specifically for the lulav, for the hadassim and the ravis, and the esrog you get is a matana. So that's not money of Peiris Shvius, because you're not giving it for the Peiris Shvius. You're not doing business with it. Rashi holds that that's not sufficient to take care of the problem of business. It just takes care of the problem of the Meitaris Shvius. That's an issue according to Rashi, but according to Tosfos, and that's like a lot of places, that's sufficient to take care of that problem. The eitzah to take care of the B'nai Peiris Shvius issue in general is to buy on credit. If you buy on credit, so later on when the money is given, so that money is no longer considered Peiris Shvius money. It's the money to pay back a debt that you owe. So that's not a problem. Again, if you're buying an Archer Bez and Esrog, the issue doesn't apply at all. There's a halacha that Peiris Shvius may only be used, it can't be used for hefted. You have to use it to eat it. You can't use it for anything else. So what is considered a valid use of eating for an Esrog? Making Esrog into jelly is a valid usage for the Esrog, and you're allowed to do that with an Esrog of Shvius, because that's a normal thing to do with Esrog. If you want to make the Esrog into Esrog jelly, that's fine. You cannot just leave it and do nothing with it. You must eat it, or make it into jelly. Okay. The third issue is halacha of beer. Halacha of beer is when it comes a certain date, which is set, the dates are approximate, but the set by the Bote Dim and Eretz Yisrael. The approximate date for beer for an esrog is the 18th of Shvat, as of now. This year, 18th of Shvat would be the date for beer for an esrog. So by that time, it must be consumed. I'm going to explain it. Okay. By that time, what happens is you must consume the esrog or the Peiris Shvius. If you do not, at that point in time, you take it out of your house and you make it hefker. You must take it. If you do not do that, you keep it in your house, it becomes usher to you. So you must, by that time, take it, beer means you remove it from your house. So either it should be consumed before that, or you must take it out of your house and make it hefker. Once you do that, and the time of beer passes, you may take it back and be cutting it like anybody else can be cutting it. You're not worse than anybody else. But that's assuming that you wait till after the time of beer, which might be more than a few days, because these are approximate dates. So you must, then you take it out, make it hefker. After that period of time, you may take it back and use it. If you do not make it hefker, which means make it ownerless and available for anybody to take, so then it becomes us. There is some market in which they sell you Peiris Shvius. They ask, can you do beer in Chutz La'aretz? Beer is supposed to be done in Eretz Yisrael. Can you do beer in Chutz La'aretz? It's a machlokes in the Gemara. We passing, you can do beer in Chutz La'aretz, or Ramah Paskins. You can do beer in Chutz La'aretz. You can eat it here in Chutz La'aretz, and you can do an act of beer in Chutz La'aretz. You can leave it in Chutz La'aretz. Some Merchim who sell us Reugim say, please give the asset back. We're sending it back to Eretz Yisrael. Why are they doing that? There's a Yerushalmi says that you may not take produce of Shemitah outside of Eretz Yisrael. So how in the world are you getting an esrog from Eretz Yisrael? There's an ister, the Rama passes it, it's passing the law, and you may not take Peiris Shvius to Chutz La'aretz. So how in the world are we doing this? The Arshitas was told, if you take it out with intention of returning it, that's okay. So the Murcher who's done that, who's taken out with intention of returning it, he has to send them back. That's what he actually needs to give them back. So the law is, the Ramapas says, once you take it out, the Isser, you don't have to return it. But if you want to not be over the Isser, there's a sheet that was sold. If you take it out with intention to return it, that takes care of that problem. So the problem, that's why they're asking you to return it. Not because you must do beer in Eretz Yisrael, but because possibly you would not need to do beer in Eretz Yisrael. Actually, if a person just has one esrog, it results in beer. Beer is what a person would need for his normal meal. So one esrog's worth of is not a problem of a meal. If you have many esrogim, you make an esrog jelly out of many esrogim, that's already another question. So let's just quickly, we've touched on the point of the purchasing. If you're buying Eretz Bezdin, there's not a problem how to purchase it. If you're not buying Eretz Bezdin, you should not pay for the esrog. You should pay for something else. The only usage you can use for the esrog, you must consume it and you make it into jelly. The regards to beer, by the 18th of Shvat, you must have consumed it. If not, you make it ownerless. And if you bought from America who asked you to return it, please return it back to him so he can send it back there to Israel to fulfill that Allah of returning the payers back there to Israel. So the issue is 855. Have a good day. Have a good Shabbos.